Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Agaros of Maseches Shabbos. Based on the Torah of Morna Rav, the Shiur should be a special schus. Le Nishmas, the Shechanina ben Harav Aaron Avram. And in the previous Shiur, we learned a very, very powerful Gemara that it's not enough that the wicked people are not afraid and sad about their day of death, but moreover, their hearts are strong and healthy as the entrance to a hole is wide. So we spoke about the fact that both intellectually they don't have clarity because they're not thinking about it. They know it's going to happen, but they're not consciously aware of it enough. Push it into the back recesses of their mind. Very fuzzy for them. It's going to happen on the day of death and further. And not only that, but Liban Baradam Kulam, their hearts are strong. In other words, their seichel is fudgy. Their seichel isn't clear. And even their heart doesn't give them any pangs of conscience. And that's what the Rabbi says, "Ma d'chsiv zed darkam kesel lamo." What does it mean when it says in the pasuk, that this is the way of them that are foolish, and of those who speak after them approvingly, Sela? First, the Gemara quotes the zed darkam kesel lamo. This is the way of them that are foolish. That means that the wicked know that their path leads to eternal death. They're going to die in this world. They're not going to be doing so well in the next world. Yodin Rishayim Shadalkam Lamisa. Yeshlam Chelev Al Kislam. And they have Chelev. They have fat on their kidneys. And that's what prevents them from realizing what's going to be with them, even though they know they're going to die. So maybe they've simply forgotten. And again, Gemara quotes the pasuk, "This is the ways of them that are foolish." Pasuk in Tehillim. One of my favorite Pirkei Tehillim, maybe my favorite, Perek Mem Tes. Talks here about Kirbam Batemo Leolam. Bikirbam Choshvim Hem. These are people who think their houses are going to last forever. Mishkinotam ledor vador. Zed das, they're talking about that they think it's going to last, but nevertheless, zed darkam v'afal pichein im dvekim b'dalkam. It says earlier, "V'adam biyakar bal yalin." What does that mean? "V'adam biyakar bal yalin." That's the answer to those who are. Are botchem al chelam, the faith in their wealth. But adam biikar bal yalim, a person doesn't lie in glory, he's dead. It's a nice way of saying yalim is death. Nimshal kebeimot nidmu. Adam shemet nimshal lebeimot asher metu. A person's like an animal that died. V'zed nedar kam kesel amo. Nevertheless, they go in their way. Kesel amo, this is their shtus. But this is their kesel, is also faith. As it says in the book of Job, Samti Zahav Kisli, for La Ketam Amalti Miftachi, as the Das Mikra brings from Yeov 31:24. This is their faith, this is their foolishness, or maybe this is their faithful foolishness. Zedar Kam Kesalamo Vachrehem, Befiim Yirtsu, Vadorot Abayim Achrehem, Rotsim Otam Befiim, Vamar Mahalim Shapchim Otam Labinim Agdolim. The later ones are gonna praise them. They're gonna be dead, and the later generations are gonna say, "Wow, what a nice building! But what a beautiful mansion! It's really, really nice." So the way the Gemara is learning it. Is v'achreim so that's what it means. Zedark and kesel lamo. This is their way. It's their folly. It's their foolishness. They know they're going to die, but they have fat on their loins and their fat on their kidneys. They're blinded by this reality. Maybe they forgot about it, and therefore they're not blamed for their reckless revelry in this world. Amud lomar no. Yet of their destiny, v'achreim their destiny. V'fiim yiltzu. Their mouth speaks soothingly. Sela, forever. The wicked haven't erased the thought of death from their minds. They talk about it, yet they do so with soothing complacency, as if death were some far-off event, not to be taken seriously quite yet. So since the wicked are fully aware that they will die and that judgment awaits them, their behavior is inexcusable. And to Rashi, V'achreem et ha'atid lavod ha'nafsham, what's going to happen in the future, achrei ovdam, v'fiim yirtzu v'yisab putam, they talk about it all the time. V'afapichin enam chozim, so you can talk about something, but not do tshuva. Ad kan, mitivrei kodsho, Shel Hagmara. Omer Maran Rav, Chisaron Hadeah V'Chisaron Hargasha Yuchlu Letztayer B'Shnei Ofanim. A lack of Deya and a lack of understanding, a lack of feeling, Hargasha, can be pictured, can be illustrated in two ways. Ofen Echad Hu Shibush Sichli שחושב בטעות משפט מעוקל. That a person has an intellectual error, that he thinks mistakenly on a crooked judgment. ומיה אדם נגוע בזאת המחלה יוכל להירפא על ידי חכמי לב שיראהו איך הוא טועה בחשבונו. If a person has this machla, he can be healed by people of a wise heart who will show him how he's making a mistake in his cheshbon. So a person has this machla that he has a shibus sikhli. He has this intellectual error. So how can he be healed? By people who are wise, who can show him how he's mistaken. ולעומת זה, חיסרון ההרגשה הטבעית תוכל לבוא מכוח הסחת הדעת למינים אחרים. In contrast to this, a lack of natural feeling can come, that's the seichel problem. If you have a lack of hargasha tivis, when you are mesiach das, when you are distracted to other things. גם זהו דבר שאינו מתמיד, הצד קאנצי, כבר עולם יתרד אדם עניינים שונים, מוכרח ולפעמים לשוב ומוכרח לבוא הישר. So a person doesn't have a hargash of tibis because he's just so busy. He's in the rat race of life. I always like to tell people that even if you win the rat race, you're still a rat. Close to a decade ago, I spent Shabbos, at a beautiful Shabbos in Boca Raton, Florida. And I stayed at someone's house, very nice, they were Chmisei Orchim. And I stayed in one of their children's rooms. And I saw that on the wall. That if you win the rat race, you're still a rat. Wow. So a person's so involved in that or other things that he doesn't feel. But that's not going to be constant, because then there comes a time when you come back to your natural state. There are times where you can just get away from the whole thing and realize what's important. אבל כאשר תתגבר הרשעה, תשבור בזרוע עוזה כל שכל והיגיון. When the rishah is empowered, it will break with its strong arm any logic, any rationale. ומידיעה ברורה, שדרכם למיטה לא ישנו אורחם לטוב. לא מפני שיש להם על זה טעמים שכליים, כי מיטה מרידה בעצם השכל האנושי. It's not that they're intellectually justified in following their evil ways, but rather, they just are rebelling against human intellect. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. They're going to die. They know they're going to die. You have people in his 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. He knows he's going. And he's still going after his titus. He's still going after more money. It's insane. I'm saying, you're 81 years old. You have enough money to live for the next 3,000 years. What do you need more for? It makes him nervous. He gets up early. It's good to get up early. Don't get me wrong. Early to bed, early to rise. It makes one healthy, wealthy, and wise. Not always. But that a person should not be living at all in a spiritual world. Even though he knows he's going to die. It's clear. It's clear to them they're going to die. And many people believe in an afterlife. And the way you see that is the amount of people, both Jewish and non-Jewish, first Jewish, who do Kaddish and different things to honor the dead. They say Kaddish, they don't do Kaddish. Goyim also. Remember I once saw memorial ceremony, I think it was a decade after 9/11 in Manhattan. And come on, everybody who got up to speak, they invited many of the relatives of the people who perished to speak. Everyone referenced the fact that, mentioned the fact that they're in the heavens, and they're watching us, and they're with us, they see us, they're alive, and they're reunited, etc., etc. Everybody believes in the afterlife. Almost everybody believes in some form of the afterlife. And yet, Rishayim, they believe it. I'm talking to people who say they don't believe in it. Okay, it's one. But even people who believe in it, they just stay on their misguided path. Zot Amidah, in other words, when the rishus is so powerful that it breaks anything logical, Zot Amidah hi hamachala she'ein la tufa, ki kol hasaga musarit. צריך שיהיה השכל עומד על נכון ממשלתו. וכיוון שאחרי הידיעה שדרכם למיטה כל כך פעלה עליהם הסכמת הרשע, עד שאינם חתים מאובדם הגדול, מאובדן הגדול. So this mida is an illness that has no tshufa. It has no medicine. Because any ethical perception requires that the intellect be in a position of authority. And since even after the idea that they're going to die, they know they're going to die. Nobody gets out. Life is tough. Nobody gets out of it alive. So they know where they're going. Nevertheless, כל כך פעלה עליהם הסכמת הרשעה, the evil has so overpowered them, עד שאינם חתים, they're not afraid. מהאובדן הגדול, they're just so orangutan, they're so immersed, they're so submerged in their evil, that they're not afraid of the great loss that they're going to have. ויש להם חרב על כסלם. And they have this fat on their kidneys. שוב אין מקום להצילם, גם בכלי נשק ההיגיון היותר טובים, you can't save them, even with the weaponry of the best logic, strongest logic, most compelling logic. Garnish is gehelfen, as they say in Spanish. Doesn't help. וחיסרון הרגע שמהווה משיכה הרעית הייתה הזכרה כבר קרובה, אבל כיוון שאינה שכוחה מהם. So if they just forgot it, that's why they lack regash, because they just forgot they're going to die. So remind them. They'll remember. There are many ways to remember. People are dying all the time. You need to open up the newspaper, they always have this person died and this person died. But no. אינה שכוחה מהם, they know it. They talk about it. ואחריהם בפי הם ירצו סלע. אלא שעצם הנפש כבר נשחתה, the soul has been so corrupted, עד שלא תחוש ולא תרגיש גם את האסון היותר גדול. It was so corrupted that it doesn't feel even the greatest tragedy, הנשקף לה, that is waiting for it, מדרכיה הרעים, from its evil ways. זאתי גבול הרשע בהתגברות ומרום קיצה, that is the limits of the evil, when it is empowered to its greatest heights, to the edge of its capacity. שתעשה את אדם כאחת מבהמות יער, that it makes man into an animal of the forest, שלא יוכל להזכיר ולהרגיש כלל את מה שלב האדם חש ומרגיש כתיבו, until it cannot be masculine, it cannot be magic, it just doesn't feel that the heart of a person feels by nature. In other words, they lost their natural sense of fear, their natural sense of yearning and desire for a good afterlife, for a good eternity. Things should be good for them. They should enjoy. They should be in a good place. They lost that because they're so immersed in the rishus. במעמד נורא כזה יוכל לדעת הכל ולצייר הכל, ומכל מקום לא ייגע הדבר עד נקודת החיים והמעשה במאומה. Nevertheless, this will not touch the point of life and action at all. He knows it. He can illustrate it, but it doesn't. In other words, he knows where he's going, but it doesn't change him at all. Ra'ot rabot yesh pasuk. B'sefer Yeshayahu. פרק מ"ב, פסוק חף, כתוב שם בפסוק, רעות רבות ולא תשמור, פקוח אוזניים ולא ישמע. Seeing many things, he doesn't pay attention, gives no heed. With ears open, he hears nothing. Sometimes, you get all the mussar, but it doesn't help. כדי להישמר ממחלה הנוראה הזאת, של ביטול ההרגשה עלולה לבוא על האדם מסיבות הקפת תאוותיו הרבות, in order to preserve yourself, to guard yourself from this horrible disease of nullifying the feeling that might come in a person, of the ביטול ההרגשה, the fact that a person doesn't feel what's going to happen to him, because he's so surrounded by his taivas, Natan lanu avinu, harachaman, Torat emet, that's why God gave us the true Torah. Hamachsheret lanu et kol darkei hachayim, that prepares for us all the ways of life. Liyotam krovim, liyot nifalim mikol davar kadosh v'nisgav, mikol secher tohor mikol regesh tzach. That's why God gave us the Torah. It tells us how to live, all the ways of the pathways of life. That they should be close to a life of holiness and sublimity. We should have a pure intellect and feelings. We should be masculine. We should understand properly. We should do good. L'man lo novad. We shouldn't get lost. B'mehumat ha-resha. In this big tumult of evil. V'lo niyen nitba'im bebor she'on v'tita yaven. And we shouldn't be drowned in this horrific mud. This is a reference to the pasuk in Tehillim. Chapter 40, verse 3, Vayaaleni mibor sha'on mitit hayaven, Vayakem al sela haglai konen ashurai. He lifted me out of the miry pit, the slimy clay, and set my feet on a rock, steadied my legs. That's the Tite Aven, it's also Mosh, it's a Rem is also the Yavan. The clay of Yavan that we all drown in that also. The Yavanus, the secularism, the Hellenism. So we shouldn't get lost. In other words, God gave us the Torah to take us out of the mud. And most of the world is submerged in, unfortunately. Hashem Chafetz Laman Sitko. Yagdil Torah v'yadir. God desires for His righteousness that Torah should become great. Al kein neged kol orech tziur harish'ah ad marom uzah amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu barati yetzer hara barati lo Torah tavlin. And therefore, because of all of this picture of evil, until the height of its strength, God says that I created the yetzer hara. And I also created the Torah as a spice for it. So again, Rabbi tells us, what does it mean, Zed Darkam Kesa Lama? But the Rishayim know that their Darkam, their way, is Lamisa. And yet they have Chela, they have this fat in their kidneys that doesn't allow them. The kidneys are the close Yotzes. That they're supposed to give a person counsel, so that Rav Avinu learned Torah from his kidneys. Kidneys separate, clean out the blood, the good from the bad. My cousin, Goyen Reb Avram, pointed out in his sefer. That's what the clerics are supposed to do, separate the good from the bad. Clean out our blood, clean out our spiritual blood. But they have fat in their kidneys, they're not doing that. And maybe you're going to tell me they forgot it? No, they know about it. They talk about it. Not that they don't talk about death. They, oh, this person died, this person died. And they just keep going on. Is that they're not going to... No, below no ge'aleham cloud. And for that, God gave us the Torah. He gave us the Torah in order to take us out of this horrific mud. So we just have to just constantly remind ourselves, and be mindful and be conscious and be aware of this pitfall that so many people have been captured in, of not living their lives for greater purpose, focusing just on the next taiva. The world is so immersed in taivas nashim, and taivas achila, and taivas vacations, and houses, and cars, and sports, and pleasures, drugs, and marijuana. used to be, when I was a kid, there was a Rebbetzin, Nancy Reagan. I call her a Rebbetzin because she dressed. She could have been. Her hairstyle was like looked like a shaitel would look for an old lady. And she used to wear a dress b'tznius. But she was, you know, as Jewish as Mother Teresa. But that's the way people, it was a more mechobetika society back in the 80s. And she went around telling kids, just say no. Just say no to drugs. Nobody argued with her. Nobody said, come on, that's stupid. Just say yes, man or lady. Drugs are the best. What are you telling these kids not to have pleasure for? No, it's pleasure. Everyone knew it's an isayon. Drugs are pleasurable. So she has to go and spread the word. She has to influence people not to use the drugs. They need chizuk. That was a mold. Today it's just the opposite. It's like, why shouldn't I take drugs? Why say no? Why say no? Just enjoy. Why eat a brownie with marijuana? Like, well, why would you eat a brownie without marijuana? And you just end up with a brownie, get some sugar in your system. It's also poison, but not as poisonous as the marijuana. This way you have a nice, sweet brownie with marijuana. Get high also. Drink. All these different things. People don't even know what you're talking about. They're like, why? Why not? So a picture a number of months ago of a group of Rabbanim from Lakewood, Choshev Rabbanim from Lakewood, a lot of them, sitting around the table trying to figure out how to get their balabatim, how to convince their balabatim to stop using drugs. It's an unbelievable. I'm not saying Chas Shalom, Lakewood has this massive drug problem. Everywhere you go in Lakewood, people are smoking weed. I mean, I'm not saying that. But it's a problem, so I'm using that as an example because that's a community of Torah, of Yerushalayim, of Gedolim. So many great people have come out of Lakewood and are coming out of Lakewood. So much Torah is there, so much Kedushim is Yerushalayim. And yet it's a problem. Balabas makes money. And the more money you make, the more a lot of times you just get drowned in it more and more. And then this is pleasure isn't enough, so you look for another pleasure. So okay, so you got your beautiful house. So yeah, you drive a fancy sports car. So you go on over-the-top vacations. But it's not enough. What am I going to do on a Sunday afternoon? So now as I speak, it's Sunday. It's Taka Sunday afternoon in Eretz Yisrael. So what do people do? They have a barbecue and they smoke. That's what they do. Not everybody. That's some. So Rabbanim have to figure out how to stop it. You know, it's not only in that community, many communities. And that's the world we're living in. We have to just constantly bang into our heads every day that we are going to die. And it's not enough to talk about it because the Rishonim talk about it. They know they're going to die also. You know, a lot of them don't. Some do. But they just continue living their lives as nothing happened. Lo'inoga v'lo'ipoga. It doesn't impact them at all. And this Gemara is really a beautiful wake-up call. And we should be zochah to hear the call. Thank you so much for listening. And Mirtz Hashem, we shall continue. Shalom, shalom.